Welcome once again to Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. I'm Bill DeYoung. Today we're welcoming Lisa Dozois, who is the St. Pete Clearwater Film Commissioner.
Thank you.
And you're kind of under the auspices of Visit St. Pete Clearwater, right? That's part of the...
We actually are under Visit St. Pete Clearwater, a department within that agency, which is the county tourism department.
Okay, well, tell me what, as film commissioner, what does that entail? What do you do? Let's put it that way.
Well, what I do, every day is different. So we market the destination. So I like to explain it as we are part of Visit St. Pete Clearwater. We have different departments. We have a sports commission, a leisure department, meetings and conventions, a Latin America team, and we are the film commission. So my job is to attract film people, directors, producers, location scouts, and other filmmakers to come and do their projects in Pinellas County.
Well, it's an attractive place, you know. Scenically, it's very beautiful, and I would, you know, off the top of my head, that sounds like an easy thing. Yeah, come to Florida. Look how beautiful it is. You've got an infrastructure here. What are the sort of things you pitch to production people?
Well, a lot, like you just said, the beautiful backdrops. We're big for commercial production and print production as well as film production. So we have our beautiful destination. We've got talented crew. We've got no permit fees, very low, usually free location, so there's no fees for locations. We have a local incentive program also, which attracts people here as well. We call it our business development marketing grant, which is what it is. It's a grant program.
Well, it's kind of a no-brainer, really, that bringing film production and video production into a community is going to bring some dough into the community. Talk to me, if you will, Lisa, about the state of film production here today. We have, you know, I just saw Taste of Love, and I just saw the one that ended up being called Roommate Regret. You know, interesting title switch there, guys. So things are coming in here, in and out of here all the time. But would you say it's busy? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Oh, there's so much going on. And that's one thing that people don't realize is just how much production happens in Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. And even the Film Commission doesn't know the full extent of it because we get our data off of our permitting. And you only need to get a permit if you're filming on public property. So if a production's here and they're filming entirely on private property and they don't need any type of resources, then sometimes we never hear about it. So there's, like I said already, not only is there a lot of filming happening for film, independent film production, but we're a big area for print work and commercial work and digital media projects. I don't know if you heard, but we just had HGTV's hit show Rock the Block.
I did hear this.
Yeah, they filmed the entire season 5, in Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And boy, did they do a great job showing off the destination. It looks fabulous.
Did they need a permit, or were they in just private home?
No, they needed lots of permits because they were filming on private property, but again, they needed so many municipal services, so that puts them into the needs a permit category.
How big is your department? Is it just you and
it's
like one
two
other
people.
Guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just being funny, but okay.
Yeah, no, that's the hard truth of the matter, and we are busy from the minute we hit the ground in the morning till it's time to go home, which just, and there's still stuff to do. We can never finish everything in one day.
Now you told me you've been with the commission for quite a while now, with the office for what, 10 years?
Yes,
or so?
10 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so a year ago you moved up. When Tony Armour left, you became film commissioner.
Yes, I was promoted into the position. I applied with a lot of other people and went through the interviewing process, and they decided I was the right fit and
so
the right person.
You were ready, in other words.
I was ready.
You know, are you from around here?
I am. I've lived in Pinellas County for 25 years now.
So I
love it.
You know the nooks and crannies.
I know the nooks and crannies, and that's what the location scouts want to know. They want to know the nooks and crannies.
Yeah,
you know, they
exactly.
know the St. Pete Pier. They know the iconic areas, but when they need an app alley or, you know, something that's not so obvious, then that's where I can help.
Well, the 19th Sunscreen Film Festival is coming up. It's April, 25th through 28th? I have it written down somewhere.
Yes, it's always the last Thursday in April.
I knew you'd know that. I couldn't find my notes quick enough. That is coming up. I guess all screenings are at AMC Sundial or other places too?
No, everything's at AMC Sundial, even the workshops. The parties, the networking events, as we call them, are off-site. There's going to be one at Nova 535 and then something happening at the James Museum, which is a beautiful place, and another one is happening at the Birchwood on the canopy, up on the canopy.
One of the things that that I like about sunscreen, 19th, but not quite 19th annual. Was there maybe a COVID year in there that so it's not consecutive, do you think? They don't call it 19th annual on the website.
Right, the 19th. And next year will be the 20th, the big one.
Another big one, I tell you what. And, you know, Shine Mural Festival is 10 years old this year. The Studio 620 is 20 years old this year. So it's a big one for anniversaries coming up. But this is 19. Wait a minute, I'm getting ahead of myself. One of the things I like about sunscreen is that the emphasis, it's changed over the years. The emphasis is not on, you know, celebrity visits and, you know, big premieres. It's a celebration of indie filmmaking. That's very intentional, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's so much independent production happening. There's a whole block just on films that were shot right here in Florida. And I think altogether, I haven't really had time to dive into the schedule yet, but over almost 200 films will be screening there, all different types, shorts, documentaries, college, horror.
And they're not, we should stress that they're not all made in Florida, but some of
Correct.
These are just films that you and your team said, this is cool, let's bring it here and have it here. What does sunscreen do for St. Petersburg, for Pinellas County, for the Bay Area, you know, other than introduce it to filmmaking that they may not see at the multiplex or, you know, great filmmakers or these workshops at which one learns about production and things like that. In your view, what is a great benefit to the area for sunscreen?
Well, everything that you just mentioned are benefits, so I won't repeat them. But also, it draws people to downtown St. Petersburg, which is just a beautiful area. I remember one year, just a couple years ago, I was walking around one of the parks with a filmmaker, and she said, this is just as beautiful as the south of France. Mm. So, you know, there is the area.
I've never heard that one before, but yeah, okay.
The area is... it's just beautiful, and we're a huge arts area, as you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's just one more diamond in our crown of jewels of art experiences that you can have. Whether you are a filmmaker or you're a film lover, you can come to the Sunscreen Film Festival and have a great time. It covers 4 days, and as you said, the workshops are a great learning tool.
Don't have to be a filmmaker to just go and enjoy this.
No, not at all. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people just come because they like movies.
What was that, you know, I'm remiss here in not remembering what it was called, but there was that show, I think it was maybe HBO Max, that was shot at the Don Cesar about 2-3 years ago.
Oh, The Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston?
Well, not that one.
Oh,
now, that's
okay.
Another thing at all. But there was a thing that I think Tony had brokered this deal where there was all kinds. It was very, very local. It was maybe a series.
Oh, on Amazon Prime. Life's Rewards.
Life's Rewards had two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating because in one way it was a great showcase of what's here. In another way, it was, I guess, what they call product placement. You know, hey, look. And was that also sort of an advertisement for filmmakers? Hey, check it out.
Yeah, it was an advertisement for filmmakers and for tourists, too, because they see that on TV and they want to know where that destination is. And then they find out it's in St. Pete Beach. And I think season 2 filmed in Gulfport and Dunedin. They were all over. So it was like a marketing piece for the destination and to just show that the area can support a big production that would stream on Amazon Prime Video.
Well, season 1 was shot almost entirely at the Don. Well, I know it went downtown and stuff like that, but a lot of it took place at the Don.
Mm-hmm.
Like our protagonist, who was suddenly found himself broke, who was in, I remember it now. It's all coming back to me, folks. I'm wondering, because it was the Don looked great, the beach looked great. Do you remember a film from around 2000 called Forever Mine with Gretchen Mol and Ray Liotta? That was shot entirely at the Don. And I have to tell you, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. So I'm saying this is a good thing, because what Life's Rewards did was kind of – it's like the Don was secondary in that movie. It was just bad melodrama. But that's not here than there. But you didn't really see the Don. It really wasn't about the character of the environment. It was about this soap opera story that was going on. Joseph Fiennes, he was a cabana boy, and she fell in love, and her husband sought revenge and – go look it up, folks. It's called Forever Mine. It's just beautiful. I've written a lot about films that were made here over the years. I did want to touch on what we call the 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is that We're not talking about, say, 20th Century Fox or Warner Brothers coming here to film an X-Men movie or Marvel doesn't come here. Florida is one of a handful of states that does not offer significant discounts and tax incentives to major film studios. There's not many in the country anymore. Florida did until 2016. The legislature said, we're not doing this anymore. In other words, if a big studio came here with their enormous crew and their enormous time commitment and all the hotel rooms they needed, they would get, you know, rebates and discounts on the taxes they had to pay. The House Speaker at the time referred to it as corporate welfare, and the Florida legislature, you know, knocked it out of commission. At one point, I have a point to all this. Florida was once the number three U.S. destination for film production, and honestly, now it's not even in the top 20. So there's a lot of production here, but it's not the major studios. It's not, you know, whoever the big stars are today. I don't even know anymore, to tell you the truth, but that's not what's happening. Although it is healthy and going. But I wanted to ask, Lisa, how this hamstrings you at all, if it does, and your office in terms of inducing filmmakers to work in one of the most beautiful parts of the country.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. We do sometimes get the studio productions, but when they come here, they're just coming here to get the B-roll because the story might have been set in our area. For example, Suncoast, it just released on Hulu a couple last month. Mm-hmm. And so they filmed mostly in South Carolina, where there is a very robust incentive program.
Yeah.
So they came here for two to three days and they shot their B-roll. They went on Clearwater Beach. They got some signage and they cut it into the movie. And that's all we got. And that's unfortunate. But that happens a lot throughout
By B-roll, we should explain, you mean like sort of secondary footage that is cut into... It's not the actors walking around saying, oh, look, the Don Cesar. It's somebody on South Carolina saying, oh, look, the Don Cesar. They cut away to a shot of the Don Cesar.
Mm-hmm. Or the streets of Clearwater Beach in this case.
Right,
the
okay,
signage,
yeah.
Where the events took place back in the day.
That's unfortunate. I mean, back in the glory days of Cocoon or what's the other one? Summer Rental back in the 80s,
oh,
that
rental.
Sort of thing. And people still talk finally about, well, I remember watching them shoot that out on the beach and John Candy and Carmen Reiner were there and all that stuff. Or even things that predate 2016 where Ocean's 11 did a couple of scenes at Derby Lane and that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
People Cocoon.
Cocoon is a great example of that.
The Dolphin Tales, and both of the Dolphin Tales.
Dolphin Tale, they shot the first one in 2010, I believe. And then... What was it? Spring Breakers was a couple of years after
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the last major productions to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to deal with that every day? Do people call you and say, well, what do you got for me? You say, well, I'm sorry, Florida doesn't have this, but we have a local incentive program. And maybe this keeps the big studios away because they're talking about billions of dollars. Tell me about the local incentive program.
Yeah, that is very accurate. Again, everything you've said, you know this industry well. The state of Florida does not have a tax incentive program, so our county plus a couple others in Florida have put together a local incentive program.
Mm-hmm.
We call it's our business development marketing grant program.
Yeah.
And it is designed first and foremost to be able to answer yes to the very simple question, does your area offer an incentive? So if we just said no, then, you know, end a conversation right there. But we can say yes, and then that, you know, draws in the inquirer to learn more about what the program
mm-hmm.
is. And we do have a much smaller budget. It's $1.7 million right now this year. And so we are attracting productions that are more in the range of $500,000 to $2 million
sure.
budgets. So those are going to be your independent films.
Right.
And that has been very helpful to keep the production happening here in Pinellas County.
You know, I would understand that you don't want to, you know, be critical of the state and the legislature, and I totally get that. But, you know, doesn't it seem counterproductive to sort of say, you know, the state is so beautiful and the money that the big studios could bring in here, not to mention, you know, the public attention and the goodwill and, you know, the reputation and all that stuff. Doesn't it seem counterproductive for the state to sort of say, nah, We don't want that.
Yeah, it does. And we lose quite a lot of business just right over the border to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And especially now, I don't know if you're up on this topic, but film-induced tourism is big and it's a growing trend. So people are making their planning. They're planning their vacations based on areas that they've seen on the big screen. And they like go where films have been made. And it's exciting. The public loves it. You know, it is interesting that the people in the power positions don't see how exciting it is to the public.
So that is so amazing to me because, you know, I could probably do a Cocoon tour. I've written a lot about that film, you know, and I'll take a sidetrack for a minute. I lived in Savannah for several years, and one of the first – became a journalist there. I'd been a journalist for years, but one of the first stories I wrote before I knew anybody was for a magazine up there, and there was a man, Hollywood Ron Higgins, who was a great, great guy since he passed away a few years later, but he used to do a bus tour on film sites. And it was one, you know, Savannah's got the horse and buggies, and its tourism is tops up there. Horse and buggies and bus tours about historic sites, but he would just do film sites. Here's where Robert Mitchum walked out of the drugstore in the opening of Cape Fear. You know, here's where this was shot. Here's where, you know, the ordeal of Dr. Mudd was shot back in the 70s with Dennis Weaver on this course. And people ate it up.
Mm-hmm.
People love that stuff. This film, what did you call it? Film?
Film-induced tourism.
Induced tourism. Mm-hmm. Induction. That makes me think of surgery or something. But okay.
You know. Well, another way, it's called also, they're set jetters. You know how you had the word jet set?
Yeah.
But now they're set jetters.
Oh, I like
people
that.
Who jet around from one set to another.
Just I like that.
Walk the same areas that famous people walked. So it's very fun. Even I love to do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to put together a tour of filming locations here in Pinellas County because there's so many that could be part of this tour.
Oh, my goodness.
We've filmed all over.
Yeah, and what's coming up next? I mean, is there anything you can talk about that's imminent? You know, I know David Yates has done a lot of work up here, and there's all kinds of interest from independent filmmakers and television production and things like that. Is there anything you can talk about?
Well, there are projects that are coming. They're in different stages of negotiation right now. We've got another rom-com that I'm dealing with right now. We've got another show that airs on the Discovery Channel that's interested in doing an entire season here in Destination about living on the water. I mean, what perfect place to base a story like that. We have some smaller budget projects coming. I just talked to somebody yesterday who's doing a feature documentary. It's all going to be up in Tarpon Springs, and it's about how much impact food has on the culture and how that's changing because people are changing. They're not sitting down to family meals, and they're eating on the go, and they're eating healthier. So it was very interesting just to hear.
Why Tarpon Springs? That's interesting.
Well, because it's going to be based on the Greek. The Greek cuisine is the focus of the story.
I guess but that's pretty healthy stuff.
Yeah. Well,
a little spanakopita, folks.
Well, the flaming cheese, you know, it looks beautiful. But we all know what that cheese does to our arteries now.
Flaming cheese. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
That's what I love, I think, about the job most is I never know what is going to be on an email or on a phone call. I just pick up the phone or look at my email and it's some new project and they're all just so interesting.
So sunscreen is 4 days. Are you going to be there all 4 days?
I will. And yes, I will be there because we also will get a lot of leads for new work that will come from sunscreen because it's a great place to talk to these filmmakers. One thing that the Film Commission does is we sponsor a tour of filming locations. So we're going to pile about 25 people on a bus, and we're going to take them around South County to some of the more popular filming locations.
Oh, yeah.
And we just told, you know, it's a great opportunity to you have all these filmmakers, you know, stuck on a bus, and then we just tell them all about our programs and what we do and how we can help them, and then they start collaborating with one another, and they come up with different project ideas or ways that they can rewrite their scripts, and it's just so much fun. I love the excitement and the energy on that bus.
Is that part of sunscreen, or is that something that the commission offers?
That's what the Film Commission does, and it is actually by invitation only. So it's only open to filmmakers. We try to attract attract out of market filmmakers so that they can come and see the areas. We take them to Gulfport and St. Pete Beach, and we have a lunch over at Fort DeSoto.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's just one. It's a 4-hour tour. It's separate. You won't see it on the general schedule, mm-hmm. but yeah, we will definitely be there all day. I'll be speaking on a panel and moderating a panel. Quinn Chittenden, he's our new film commission manager. He'll be mm-hmm. doing the same. And then we'll be just present at the events and just talking to as many people as we can.
Well, you can find the schedule and tickets and everything you need at sunscreenfilmfestival.com. But I think it's .com. And it's all there. And it starts Thursday, which is the 25th.
Yes.
April 25th.
That's opening night.
You know, one of the things I was just thinking while we were talking about the changing face of filmmaking, and I noticed this in The Green Flash, which I watched, and drones, like drone photography can show you like the beauty of this coast like nothing else. And I really noticed that because there's a lot of just drone footage of the mangroves and the coastline. And that's the sort of thing that you talk about at Sunscreen, isn't it? Innovations in filmmaking.
Yes. I know I saw a new workshop all about AI, but drone filming is very popular. And I mean, it's easy to do, and you can get great shots, and you can get into tight places and places where, you know, you used to have to rent the helicopter and fly over Fort DeSoto and disrupt all the nesting birds, and that was such a bad thing to do.
That's going
to
make somebody angry at some point.
Yeah, so, I mean, there still are a lot of guidelines and procedures for filming a drone for commercial purposes, and that actually does not fall under our film commission's jurisdiction because airspace is the FAA. So if anybody wants to do some filming with drones, we can assist them and point them in the right direction, but we don't issue the permits there.
Well, that's what the St. Pete Clearwater Film Commission is for. I mean, you are the sort of generalized clearinghouse for mm-hmm. everything filmmaking in this area. Lisa Dozois, it's been an absolute pleasure. She is the St. Pete Clearwater Film Commissioner. The 19th Sunscreen Film Festival is April the 25th through the 28th. And you can go to sunscreenfilmfestival.com for an amazing schedule of not only independent films and shorts and all kinds of interesting things. But there's a couple of parties at parties and of course, workshops about filmmaking. It's just an amazing collection of talented people in this industry. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And I wish you all the best on Sunscreen. I'll see you down there.
Yes. And if anyone there is out there is listening, is coming, look for me if you have a project, and let's talk.
Let's talk. I love it. See you, Lisa.
Bye.
From stpcatalyst.com.